And walking back to talk to me with the coach, Mike, we made, and we stumbled across the Hall of Famer, the legend of the Chicago Cubs, Ferguson Jenkins. How are we doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Well, you know, first of all, I want you to know I'm highly honored to have the opportunity to have this interview with you. Cub great, Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, it's fun to come out to a lot of baseball banquets because, I mean, it's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. The Schaumburg area, you know, I know well. I remember there were nothing but farms there. And now there's homes and little league programs, but that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And, you know, I coach college ball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. I know how tough it is, number one, to make it to the major leagues and to have longevity like you have. What was the key to your success?
Well, I think it's hard work. Mm-hmm. I try to surround myself with with some good ball players too. My roommate Ernie Banks, the last 3 years he played, I room with him. Yeah, Billy Williams was on the team, and Sando, and Becker, Kessinger, Hundley. There was a lot of individuals when I was here in Chicago that knew how to play the game. So we kind of put our ability together and were successful. And I mean, you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
So there has to be a mix of different individuals from all walks of life, and you have to understand and love the game.
What about this Cubs mystique where the world just kind of adopted the Cubs as their very own?
Well, you know, I just think that the city, really the north side of town, is probably Wrigleyville as they call it now, really has really said, hey, we're part of the Chicago organization, Chicago in general, and the Cubs are probably the team that they support more than anybody else. But the city has two teams.
Yeah.
The White Sox is a great organization also.
Yeah.
And I think that the personnel they have there, coaching staff, front office, they do a fine job. So, I mean, the city's lucky to have two teams.
Yeah. And seeing the game today, how much has it changed from back in the day when you played?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. The ballparks are so much different. The equipment, the players, they work out year-round. They lift a lot of weights. I never really touched weights as a youngster growing up. I always had a pretty tall stature, but I put on weight as I got older. But I just think that what they do now with the front office and with the salary structures now, they protect the players a lot. They don't want them to get hurt. And playing the game, I thought, was the only way to stay healthy. And now they don't want them to really play a lot because they're afraid they're going to get hurt. So I just think that in some respect it's changed in that order, because when I went out there to pitch, I went out there to go 9 innings. I didn't want anybody to say, hey, I helped you win a ball game, although a lot of times it helps.
Yeah.
But I just had the idea that I was strong enough to complete ball games, and that's what I tried to do. And that's the accomplishment of the guys that played in the 60s and 70s. Now the bullpen is stronger than the starting staff.
Do you have any ambitions to get back in the game as a manager, coach on a major league level?
Well, I've talked to ball clubs from time to time, but it just hadn't happened. I coached for 8 years with the Texas Rangers, Cincinnati, and the Cubs. And, you know, right now, being a bench coach would be something that I'd like to feel to get into. But as of right now, I've talked to organizations, but it just hadn't happened.
Coach, take you behind the scene with the current Hall of Famer, Ferguson Jenkins.
I want you to remember to check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and to tune in to our podcast. And make sure you tune into the show next week. We'll be back.